This is Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you aboard. We're taking you into the midnight hour with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Got a great program for you tonight. H.R. 32, the health care bill. What's it going to mean to you, ladies and gentlemen? Why is it so important to get it rammed through Congress? Have you ever read the bill? Call your congressman and ask him if he's read it. I doubt it. You know why? He's not a watchman on the wall. Let's talk about the watchman on the wall, if you will. And we've got a lot of things that needs watching, especially with the fox and the hen house. This is in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 6 through 9, if you'll permit me to share a little bit of the gestalt that I'll lay with you tonight for a foundation and a core of thinking would come from the abstract principles of this bill that I want to point out to you, some of the things that a wounded Marine, he took the time to go through the 1,000-plus pages. And he's highlighted and put it in text format. I'd like to share a little bit of that with you tonight from his blog. And by quoting Ezekiel 33, verses 6 through 9. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. You see how binding this is for us to watch for each other and to be disciples of the health of our spirit, body, soul, and mind. That's very important, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that stress is the number one killer and the aging factor? Heart attacks and cancer results from stress. And we're in a stressful society because we don't have enough watchmen on the wall. You say, well, buddy, you don't need to involve yourselves and entangle yourselves in the affairs of the government. Well, the Messiah was very interested in what Caesar was doing. And he told us to render unto Caesar that which was Caesar's, and unto Yahweh that which is Yahweh. So I want to give you a watchman's perspective tonight. And then we're going to set the agenda to tell you what's in this bill and what it could mean to you. And basically what it could mean to our country. The reason I'm concerned that I see America changing and slipping, and we're going to talk about that tonight as we get into some of the evidence. The Son of Man, I have set you a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear the word of my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, and if thou didst not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand, the watchman. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, and if he does not turn away from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, and you are delivered from his blood of his soul. Ezekiel 33:6-9. Now, as a nation of watchmen, I need to show you something. Why is our country going in the way it's going? Did you know that there's 500 cargo ships, one of the largest flotillas in the world, sitting off the Malaysia coast? That it's just sitting there. 500, the biggest. Now listen to this, Alan. This may frighten you. I don't know what they've got them ganged up there for. But these are cargo ships, ocean-going cargo. It is the biggest and most secretive gathering of ships in maritime history. These ships lie at anchor east of Singapore. They have never been photographed until now. It is bigger than the U.S. and the British navies combined. But it has no crew, no cargo, and no destination. And it's why your Christmas stocking may just be on the lighter side this year. These cargo ships that were in times past, when they were loaded with cargo, most of this cargo, ladies and gentlemen, it came from the exporting the shores of America. Now, why? Why is it that it looks like we have deindustrialized our economy? We have intentionally dumbed down our school children. We have ignored and changed history right under the nose by these Marxist-style socialist agendas of universities and colleges and now into the grade schools. Our children are dumbed down. Our students, they can't even write when they get out of college. They can't think. They can't be critical. They can't articulate. School boards continue to back this socialist agenda. Why? Why don't we have people protesting? Where is our intestinal fortitude? We've become a banana republic. Our mortgage industry is collapsing right around us. I mean, I just drove down through the city of Knoxville today and went plumb through the city. I noticed that there's not as much traffic on the interstate. Cargo. I mean, 81 runs north-south here, just a couple of counties over. And every time I get on 81 going north-south, I mean, it, in times past, ever since there's been a Interstate 81 link corridor running north-south here, it is amazing how many trucks has been on the road. And now, I noticed today, driving 100 mile from this area going down south into below Knoxville, that Knoxville is not buzzing and booming like it was. There's parking lot after parking lot of abandoned car manufacturing plants and sales clerks and salesmen. They're gone. I mean, I know some car dealers in Knoxville that's been in business for over 50 years, and they're gone. They're history. You drive by and you see these large, used to be stocked with thousands of cars, automobiles. They're gone. They're not there. Something's wrong. Our mortgage industry is collapsing. Housing prices are in a free fall. Major industries are failing. Our banking system is on the verge of collapse. Social Security is bankrupt. Medicare and our entire government, our education system is beyond a joke. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's something that our economic crisis has boomed, and we are facing possibly the greatest depression. Is this planned? Is this purpose? How did we get in this mess? $2 trillion has now vanished from the Federal Reserve, and nobody knows even where the $2 trillion went to. Who's taking advantage of it? There's no paperwork on it. And we just got through having, I think we've jumped up to about $15 trillion that we're paying billions of dollars in interest alone. And we call health care, H.R. 32. I want to talk to you about it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to see why that they're not telling you, as the watchman was commanded to, from when he sees these troubles coming. You see, the whole person is duty-bound to serve. You see, our country was built, if you will, it was built upon the things that made our country strong and viable. But I want to give you, just line by line, some of the things that mandates the information taken from H.R. 3500. It's easy to see why the liberals are tripping over themselves to suppress the information that this Marine blogger from Phoenix, Arizona, going through the Obamacare health bill page by page, and he highlighted the provisions that I'm going to read to you on page 22. Now, listen to this. The bill mandates audits of all employers that self-insure. Now, you see that? You're going to be audited. If you don't play ball, you're going to become suspect. They're going to, that dreadful audit, you just like you got called in by the IRS, and they grill you like you're some criminal. And this is what's going to happen to all your employers that self-insure. On page 29, admission that your health care is going to be rationed. That goes without saying. Page 29. Now, he marked all these things, and I just want to bring them to your attention in case you've not heard them. Page 30. In the bill, over 1,000 pages. A government committee will decide what treatments and benefits you get. And unlike an insurer, there will be no appeals process. Now, let me repeat that. A government committee will decide what treatments and benefits you get. On page 42, the Health Choices Commissioner. Where's all these czars coming from? They're coming out of the woodwork all of a sudden. the commissioner will decide health benefits for you, and you will have no choice, none. That's page 42 now. The Health Choices Commissioner will decide health benefits that you get. You won't have any choices. That's not left up to you. It was, you could buy these many choices or do without those choices. See, that's your personal health care privilege. But under this bill, the Health Choices Commissioner will decide what benefits you get. Now, on page 50, I'm gonna highlight this in red and give you a heads up and note that I really want you to write this down. Page 50. Now, this is what really got me concerned about it. All non-U.S. citizens, illegal or not, will be provided with free health care services. Have that determined by the rationing mandates of audits and Health Choices Commissioner. All non-U.S. citizens, illegal or not, will be provided with free health care services. Now, that's why that ACORN and your liberal agenda, Congress, is trying to get this passed. It'll become a socialist state. This is the bill that will really break the back of basic, fundamental, hard-working America. After this, it will demoralize our nation. We're almost to the point where, on page 58, now listen to this one now. Here's another one for you. Now, remember page 50. Let me read it to you again, and you mark it. Make a note there, will you? On page 50, all non-U.S. citizens, illegal or not, will be provided with free health care services. Now, you go obtain your copy of the bill. It's your right and privilege to have it. It's your right and privilege to demand your Congress or Senator read it. All non-U.S. citizens, illegal or not, will be provided with free health care. Ask them if that's true. On page 58, every person will be issued a national ID health card. Everyone. Every person. Page 59. The federal government will have direct, real-time access to all individual bank accounts for electronic funds transfer. Now, let me repeat that. And you say, well, that's not a biggie. If you stop and think, it might be a little bit bigger than you think. On page 59, the federal government will have direct, real-time access to all individual bank accounts for electronic funds transfer. On page 65, taxpayers will subsidize all union, retiree, and community organizer health plans. And you can read plans like SEIU or the UAW or agencies like ACORN. On page 72, all private health care plans must conform to government rules to participate in a health care exchange. All private health care plans must conform. Page 84. All private health care plans to participate in the health care exchange, that is, total government control of private plans, you must tailor your private health care plans to the total government control. That's on page 84 now. I want you to read that. And no wonder the employers and the grassroots backbone of our nation, which is the small businesses, and I speak this in defense of mom and pops, and I was driving across, it is sad. You come to this city and here's a large super Walmart center. You go 5 miles down the road, there's a large super Walmart center. You go down 5 more miles and there's a large super Walmart Center. You go 5 miles, you don't pass any mom-and-pop five-and-dime. Uncle Bill's hardware, accessories, or clothing. You see, the big chain, the largest, world's largest China Mart corporation. Folks, you won't believe how that they operate. It's almost fearful to how out of control that this situation is. Now, government mandates the infrastructure of those plans for services and translations and illegal aliens. Government mandates the infrastructure. That means that they're going to write the template. The government will pay Acorn and AmeriCorps to sign up individuals for government-run health care. Well, you know about Acorn, don't you? Have you watched the news in the last week or so about the activities of Acorn? It is a paid... They get paid for telling you that you can run illegal companies in America. And yet the legal companies that's trying to pay their taxes and get away with things, these are the people going out of business. And now they're putting in business these government mandates for the infrastructure of services that are now springing up, and the government will pay Acorn and AmeriCorps to sign up individuals for government-run health care. That's on page 95 if you'd like to check it out and go a little bit deeper in it. On page 102, those eligible for Medicaid will be automatically enrolled, and you'll have no choice in the matter. I'm going to repeat that now just a little bit for you, for those of you who really appreciate your health care. The government will automatically enroll you if you are eligible for Medicaid. You will be automatically enrolled with no choice in the matter. Now, is that a democracy? Are we really a democracy, or are we the last government standing that used to be a democracy? Ruled by the will of the people, not the will of the government. You see, our government is turned into a beast speaking great things from its mouth or its head or its figurehead. Listen to this one now. Page 124 of the bill highlighted. No company can sue the government for price fixing. There will be no judicial review permitted against the government monopoly. Put simply, private insurers will be crushed and out of business. Now, just for the sake of reading that again, because it sounded so unreal, I want to read it again for myself, and I hope you don't mind. Page 124, mark it in your notes. No company can sue the government for price fixing. No judicial review is permitted against the government monopoly. Put simply, private insurers will be crushed. Page 127, the AMA has sold the doctors out, and the government will now set wages. American Medical Association, which is a socialist front, if you will, they've sold their doctors out. Page 145, an employer must auto-enroll employees into the government-run public plan and no alternatives. All employers must auto-enroll employees into the government-run public plan. That's on page 145 if you'd like to check that out. New employers that are thinking about going into a very lucrative business in America, you're going to be working for the government. Ladies and gentlemen, they did this in Russia 60 years ago. It failed miserable. And now Russia is the leaders of Russia are telling us that we, be forewarned, don't go down the path and make the mistakes that we did 50 to 60 years ago. And here we go. We're hell-bent. We've got a liberal socialist agenda. And on page 126, listen to this now. Employers must pay health care bills for part-time employees and their families. I want to repeat that. Employers, welcome to America, must pay health care bills for part-time employees and their families. Page 149. Any employer with a payroll of 400,000 or more who does not offer the public option pays a 2 to 6% tax on the payroll penalty. Page 167. Any individual who doesn't have acceptable health care, according to the government, will be taxed 2.5% of income. Any individual who doesn't have acceptable health care. What in the world does that mean on page 167? It states that that individual who doesn't have an acceptable, to whom? Acceptable to the person? No, acceptable to the government. And the person has no choice. If he's deemed that it's not acceptable health care, he's going to be taxed at 2.5% of income. In other words, that's a penalty that's going to be automatically drawn from his wages. See, that's why they don't want to read these in the Senate, and you never hear them reading or explaining what they're for or against. You just hear the muffled cry of a muffled Congress and Senate sitting up there like patsies, like lapdogs, before some type of hidden agenda that is turning this nation in to one of the greatest heartbreaks that I have seen in all my years. And I'm 70. I'll soon be 73 years old. Just listen now. Listen, this gets me again. It's on page 170 for any of you that would like to get the bill and read it. Any non-resident alien is exempt from individual taxes. In parentheses, he has here, Americans will pay for them. I want to read that again. Any non-resident alien is exempt from individual taxes. You don't have to pay them. But you will be taxed to 2.5% of your income if you don't have an acceptable health care plan according to the government. You can go out there and get you a plan, and if it doesn't fit the government agenda, they're going to tax you another 2.5% of penalty to take your income to make that up now for who for? Any non-resident alien who is exempt from individual taxes, the Americans will pay. Now, who's got the best deal here? No wonder they're knocking our border doors down to get in. No wonder California's gone broke by letting them come in. They had no choice. The federal government mandated that they couldn't turn them away. And when they come in, they bring their brother, their mother, daddy, father, uncle, sister, brother, aunts, uncles, whoever. And the first thing you know, they're loaded on the with the help of certain agencies like Acorn. They help these illegals, whoever, get in as a non-resident alien. They exempt him from individual taxes, and they tax the American who is working, although he doesn't have acceptable health care when it's determined by the government. He's going to be taxed 2.5% of his income to pay for those alien non-resident who are exempt. Now, that's on page 170, and if you have any problem with that, take it up with this Marine that went through it and took time to highlight it and read it and pointed it out to me here, and I'm passing it on to you for whatever it's worth. Page 195. Officers and employees of government healthcare bureaucracy will have access to all American financial and personal records. Now, wait a minute here. Where's your right of privacy? Officers and employees of government healthcare agencies will have access to all American financial and personal records. That's you, brother, and you, sister, and me, brother. That's me and you, brother. We're gonna surrender our financial and personal records, and the healthcare bureaucracy will have access to all of that. Anything you can do about it? You haven't been asked about it, have you? I didn't think so. Page 203. The tax imposed under this section shall not be treated as tax. Yes, it really says that, he says. Now, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I hadn't read the darn bill. But I got ashamed of myself. I hadn't. Maybe I should be a better citizen. Maybe I should be more informed. Because somewhere in the future, this is going to bite you in the butt. It's going to drastically change our nation. The tax imposed under this section shall not be treated as tax. And it says that. The tax imposed under this section shall not be treated as tax. Well, when is tax not a tax? When they say it ain't a tax. Ain't nothing you can do about it. On page 239, the bill will reduce the physician services for Medicaid, seniors, and the poor will be most affected. Now, let me repeat this. On page 239, you can check it there for yourself. I need to be concerned about this page, and I will take a look at it. This bill will reduce the physician services, in other words, if you need a doctor, it'll be reduced, for Medicaid, seniors, and the poor most affected. On page 241, doctors, no matter what specialty that they have, they will be paid the same, and that's thanks to the American Medical Association. Now, doctors, no matter what specialty they have, you're not going to have any specialized specialists getting paid anymore, because they set the value of doctors' time and their professional judgment. It is up to the government, not the doctors. Well, I smell something rotten in the bureaucracy here. And it will be who you know and who you pay to get special services. It's going to be like Russia. The same thing. Did you know that the people starved to death under this same type of socialist agenda in Russia? That they literally couldn't grow enough in the commercial fields to feed their own people. Russia. Communist Russia. And is America going that way? We don't have any exports to speak of. The only thing we export is filth and smut and pornography and lies and war invasions. That's all we're busy exporting all of that when we used to export goods and services American made, guaranteed to be the best on the planet. Now, it's a joke. It's a little joke. I mean, we'll buy it from China because Wally World sells it. And it's American made, if you believe Window Promotions. Be proud. They display an American flag. Which one? It ain't the constitutional flag, that's for sure, because, man, I mean, Walmart, including, has actually helped do away with the constitutional effects of our flag. And now it's a admiralty flag. They're bringing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of imported tons of these cheap items and stocking Walmart shelves. It's no more American made. You can't get it American made. They don't make it anymore, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to tell you. How long will it take for Americans to wake up and say something's wrong? Government sets the value of doctors' time, and their professional judgments are determined by the government. That's on page 253. Read it for yourself. If I was a doctor, I don't think I would want to go with this. On page 265, government mandates and controls productivity for private health care industries. Are we going to be a nation of health care industries solely functioning just like the Soviet government? And then you saw the shelves, the stores. All they had is the state-run, operated shelves. And private enterprise was pushed aside in favor of communism, free enterprise. And America was booming in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. And then in the 80s, here come the Japanese invasion, 70s and 80s. And then after that, here come the Chinese buying up all of our bonds and things that we could print more money and get more goods and services from China. And now China has said, enough, enough, enough. We now want gold, or we want real property from America. We're tired of taking your worthless paper. Listen to this now. Doctors, page 317. You are now prohibited for owning and investing in healthcare companies. You cannot own or invest in healthcare. And if it's related to your field and you want to use your ability by knowing the field, you can't invest in it. Page 318. Prohibition on hospital expansion. Hospitals cannot expand, listen to this now, without government approval. So then, it's going to be state-run and operated, and it's who you know in the government. It's going to change, and we're going to have people that are going to be on the take inside the government. It's already started. The ugly head of the iceberg is it tipped its hand when Acorn was caught doing what they did. And ladies and gentlemen, it's only, this is breeding. Contempt breeds contempt. And we're putting people in charge. Just like the hospitals can't expand on their own board of directors. What are they going to need a board for after a while? It's just big positions that they get paid for. And you sit there and let the government say, well, this is a regulation we're going, and you can't expand because hospitals cannot expand without government approval. So you know it's going to be the final call will be the government, not you. So what do you care? You're just going to be there drawing your salary. Just like those lazy Russian operatives of the socialist cause. And now they say, get away, run. America, what's wrong with you? Wake up. Get away from communism. I thought you knew the dangers. And look at our country. We're just now pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps after 50 to 60 years of socialist communism under the plan that America is embarking upon by the socialist liberal agenda of the new Democratic Congress and Senate. Page 321, hospital expansion hinges on community input. In other words, yet another payoff for firms like Acorn. Hospital expansion hinges on community input. If your community doesn't come up and rate you, you're going to be out. And so then, what do? You go out and you do like Acorn, you drum up support, and you beat your gum. Just like this past weekend, did you know that 2 million, approximately 1.5 million to two is estimated, the largest crowd that ever marched on Washington, larger than the million-man army that was so famous that marched on Washington, it made it pale in comparison to what just happened. And did the president, no, they cut the cameras off. They downplayed the attendance and said it was probably just a few thousand. When literally, now they're admitting it was one of the largest crowds that ever assembled in Washington, D.C. And it was peaceful, and it was just good old honest taxpayer citizens like yourself that's fed up with government sets of value. You're going to be all paid the same. What do you care? Now, listen to this. Cancer patients, welcome to the wonderful world of rationing. Government regulates rental and purchases of power-driven wheelchairs. Government mandates and controls productivity for private healthcare industries. Hospitals will be penalized for what the government deems preventable readmission. In other words, if you readmit the patient, if he has a relapse and you readmit him, I mean, you're going to be penalized. So you're gonna shy away from that. And your healthcare services, instead of being better, is now going to be corrupt, just like it was in Russia. We're going down the Russian socialist path of communism. Our nation. And you know what that godless path produced? A godless path. Evil begets evil. The Bible said when the evil are in power, the righteous hide themselves. Where is the righteous? They're hid. Hospital expansion hinges on community input. I can't believe that one. I really can't. It's almost a joke, ladies and gentlemen, and yet, it's drive down through your cities and look at your empty parking lots. Look at what's going on in your country. It's sad. And it's because that we've turned our heart away from our Creator. We have sat by and let the bureaucracy take out our Creator. We can't acknowledge Him. We don't have God-fearing men running our country and holding the Bible up as the directive for our nation. Our president is a joke. He's a figurehead joke. He goes to church only because they want to set an agenda of fashion to let you see what they wear on Sunday, not what's in their heart, but what's on their bodies. It's a fashion parade now. And then our liberal press will spend more time talking about what she wore as opposed to how many hearts were torn by the actions of these people. Listen to this now. On page 379, more bureaucracy. Telehealth Advisory Committee, which is health care by phone. I'm going to set up a phone bank. Government has authority to disqualify Medicare Advantage plans such as HMOs and things of that nature. That's on page 341, in case you're interested. And on page 354, government will restrict enrollment of special needs of individuals. It will restrict enrollment. And some of those who need special needs won't be allowed to have them. On page 370 or 425, advanced care planning and the consultants, the senior citizens, assisted suicide, euthanasia, and so on and so forth. Who will actually be the senior citizen assisted? They're going to give you some recommendation. Why don't you just go ahead and kill yourself? You're worthless to our society. I mean, I'm being a bit facetious here, but I have reason to be. On page 425, government will instruct and consult regarding living wills, durable powers of attorney, mandatory of the issues. It appears to lock in estate taxes ahead of time that they will get their share, just like it was in Russia. We got the same agenda. Matter of fact, it's the same people that destroyed Russia that's over here destroying us. We let them in. Now those remnants of Russia, they're trying to pull themselves back up. Listen to this now. On page 425 again, this must be a pretty good page because we got about four or five things on page 425. Government provides approved list of end-of-life resources guiding you in death. And yet, of course, they said no, we would be concerned about that. But here it is on page 25. Check it out. It will instruct and consult the approved list of end-of-life resources guiding you in death, or living wills or durable powers of attorney. It must be mandatory and appears to lock in estate taxes ahead of time so that they can get their fingers in the till. 427. Government mandates program that orders end-of-life treatment, and government dictates how your life ends. Isn't that what Sarah Palin said? And it was an evil plan. And she just read page 427. Of course, I hadn't heard anything else about what her wardrobe was, $150,000 wardrobe when she was running, remember? Now she's off the scene, but she did quote from 427, page 427. It mandates program that orders an end-of-life treatment, and it dictates how your life will end. That's all informed on page 427. And 429, advanced care planning and consultation will be used to dictate treatment as patients' health deteriorates. This can and will at some time include an order for end-of-life plans, an order from the government, on page 429. Now, they downplay it, but it's still right there in the bill. I mean, you can read into it whatever you want if you want to bury your head in the sand. I mean, look at the wording here. Advanced care planning and consultation will be used to dictate treatment as patients' health deteriorates. If you get down to where they say, there's no use of spending more money on you. You're a useless commodity to society, so you just go over there and lay down and die, and we demand it. You say, well, it never happened. They're not heartless and ruthless. Oh, my. How trusting you are. Listen to this now. 4:30. Government will decide what level of treatments that you may have at end of life. Now listen to that now. government will decide what level. Do you think that this is America? Are we reading out of the same page here? I mean, aren't we in 2009? Isn't this America? The land of the free and home of the brave? On page 430, government will decide what level of treatment that you have at the end of your life. Oh, my. Boy, I'm glad I trust Yahweh. I am so glad. Praise Yahweh. Page 469. And I've had some life-threatening issues here to deal with in the last... Well, I mean, put me on my face. Push my plate back. Quit eating, drinking any pleasant drink. Asking Yahweh to give me some community-based home medical services. I didn't even have to call Acorn. I just called Yahweh. And he covered my mental health. He defined what creating and rationing of these services himself. He said, I'm going to build your center to conduct and support and synthesize research to define what your health care will be. That was my Yahweh talking to me. That was my government. Let's listen now. On page 469, again, community-based home medical services, or HMS, will be depending on payoffs for agencies like Acorn. Remember, that's a community sponsored. If the community is really into it and they're getting a lot out of it, somebody's getting something out of it, then that's the ones we'll get the grease, we'll get the squeaking wheel. Now they'll squeak the wheel and here comes the grease to Acorn. Listen to this now. 427, payments will go directly to community-based organizations like Acorn, for example. Now, on page 489, I've got to close. I don't have time to... Gosh, there's just hundreds of more of these things. I just wish I could cover it with you. Since I've had a life-threatening health issue, I didn't turn to the medical. I just wanted to diagnose my life-ending information. They gave it to me. They scared the living hell out of me. They looked in my body and they saw that I had a problem. And I didn't panic. I didn't run and ask them to do anything about it. I wanted to consult the great physician, not the government, that will cover marriage and family therapy. I didn't have to go to some shrink to tell me that I needed to go have my kidney taken out that had a cancerous tumor about the size of a baseball. I didn't need any of that information. And I appreciate the good medical staff and the people that diagnosed. I mean, it woke me up. It made me turn my head to the Father. And I laid in the earth, literally in the earth, and cast dust upon my head, and pushed my plate back and refused to eat. I said, Father, I want to come to the great physician. What kind of a plan do you have for me? I've worked for you for all these years. Do you have anything for me, Father? I said, let me see. How's your faith level today? I mean, my level at that time was just about nil to none. And yet I got some mental health services from the Father. I read His Word. He said, trust me, I'm a healer of all diseases. And I know that in a sense I'm being somewhat facetious because I do appreciate doctors and their skills and what they specialize in and what they do to help man in his misery. I know that It used to be that we didn't have all this help, and now we've got maybe too much of it. I don't know. But I do know that we've got enough to turn away from our Father. Our country's been living so fat and so haughty and high-minded that we've forgotten our Father. We haven't gone back to the mental health services and the agency that would direct us back to our faith as we push back our plate and go to the center for secure data and say, Father, what have you got for me today? Is there a blessing in your hands out? I'm on your charity welfare line. I need a healing. And he steps up to the plate and says, I'm a healer of all diseases. Trust me, I will not leave you. I will never forsake you. I am the God that healeth thee. And oh, man. Make my heart want to sing. I just had a nerve to get my guitar and head for the cave. Give me a gallon of good old Tennessee sipping water and head for the cave, get my guitar and my Bible, and go up there and rest a while and say, Father, set up the guidelines for subsidizing the uninsured. That's me. I'm your servant. I am your representative here on earth. What have you got for me, and what section of the heavenly government mandates that I must have a face-to-face meeting with the healer of all diseases? Oh, man, it just came home to me. I want you to have the best of care. I'm going to recommend a doctor for you. Remember now, they're now putting skilled specialists at the level of a veterinarian. No, it don't matter. I mean, if you've got a sick horse or if you've got a sick heart, there's no difference between the two as the government outlines it. The sector has broad powers to deny health care providers, suppliers of medicine to health care exchanges anywhere in the 50 states. The government will tell you where your residency will be, thus where you will actually live. And the government wants to shine sunlight on doctors, but not the government. And those that's running the plan, they don't want you to investigate. The government will define and prioritize the nation of health care services that you will be directed and defined. That quality will be in the hands of those who deem it necessary. And that won't be you. That will not be your doctor. That will be your government that builds the center to conduct support and research to define what your health care needs are to be. You're going to put your hands, ladies and gentlemen, in other people. I got to get up here tonight, and my time is coming gone, and I'm too far along. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi, and it's been a pleasure to be with you, representing them and some of the health care. Brother Mark himself is in the healthcare field, and he knows all about this. We've talked about it from time to time, and this is something that that drawed near to my heart since I've had a health issue. And I appreciate doctors and nurses and the laboring staff, those that study to show themselves approved and get educated, and they need to be paid for their services and things of this case. But I just recommend you to a great physician, and that's Yahweh. Call him up today and give your great Redeemer the sovereignty that he deserves as the healer of all diseases. And I'm going to do a show later on about some of the herbs and things that are much neglected. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. You can write me. That's Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. I'll see you tomorrow night. That'll be Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you at 10 o'clock tomorrow night on WWRB 3.185. And my, how I've enjoyed being with you tonight. And may Yahweh's richest blessings be in your heart, be on your mind, and may he take a good liking to your love, and that your love could be honest, and that you could know the difference between his love and the love of a loveless government. They don't really care about you as an individual. They care about you as a number and what you mean to them. Well, I'll see you. Yahweh bless you, and I love you a whole lot. Good night.